This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
I'd like to say a very big, warm welcome to Joy 94.9 to Chris Hoitzenroder.
Phil Hoitzenroder.
Sorry, Phil Hoitzenroder.
And Jared McKee.
Who are too many people in the studio.
Who are performing as a part of A Merry Interval from Wild at Heart, which is coming up on June the 23rd. Welcome, gents.
Thank you, Jono and Paul.
Thank you, Phil. Good morning to you, Jared. Phil, just let's start by talking about what is A Merry Interval about, and what about Wild at Heart? Who are they as an organisation?
Yeah, so the night at the Merry Creek Tavern next Thursday night, it's an incredible showcase of original music spanning indie songwriters through to hip-hop, through to queer pop, through to alt-rock, a huge array of more than 20 artists performing, spanning across what will be an epic evening. The thing that makes this night kind of rare in the music industry is this is from a collective of artists under the banner of Wild at Heart, who are people who live with disability, with mental illness, with neurodiversity, queer folks, an incredibly diverse community of artists who meet together, learn, get training, get professional mentorships to write, record, release their music and, you know, participate as equals in the music industry. So these voices and this music, I think, is rarely heard, especially to have such an incredible showcase of artists.
It's an incredible initiative. It's so important. One of the artists that's performing as a part of the evening is Jared McKee, who's in the studio with us. Hi, Jared.
Hi.
Jared, can you tell us a little bit about what you do as an artist and what maybe you will be performing on the evening?
So the Wild at Heart Community Arts songwriting group, it's very important for me because my great interest in music and wanting to gain access, as Phil was talking about, and the difficulties that can arise from that for me with my mental health issues. And it means that I'm able to attend these workshops, be part of this community, this diverse, beautiful community, and write music, write my own music. And, you know, we can work together to set up events like this where we can play these songs and our creations to the community.
So would it be fair to say, Phil, that, you know, of course, working towards a performance is really important, but the real kind of meat and potatoes, if you like, of the whole operation is that people come together on a weekly basis, and with that comes community and artistic collaboration?
Yeah, totally. And because I think for many of the people who are involved, finding a space in society where you're accepted without judgment and where you can truly make friends, feel like you belong and contribute is, it's a rare thing, and it's a very critical thing for us as human beings to feel safe and feel like we belong. So that is a kind of core to it, because creativity springs out of that. And, yeah, so that's kind of what Wild at Heart is on about. But you can't get away from the rehearsals, though, can you? You've got to be prepared when you get on stage.
Any artist would know that process is a long and difficult one to go through, whatever your stage of development is, I guess, in the artistic world.
Yep, totally. Because it's a big thing, you know. It's a big thing when you may have experienced things in your life that really, you know, in a sense try to squash who you are as a person. And so it's a huge thing to take your original voice to a stage.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, that collective of people who are all working at, you know, on their individual creative work, support each other, affirm each other, validate each other to go out. And, you know, we want people to come. You know, that's what we're here today for with you, John and Paul, is to say, come along, come and experience this, because as you identify, there's incredible music going to happen and there's an incredible vibe going to happen. So, you know, if you want a delicious piece of humanity and some great art, come and join us.
Jared, do you think that you know, going to these weekly rehearsals and get-togethers has made you a better artist or opened your eyes to different avenues of how you can communicate your art and get it out there?
Yeah, well, it made me a better artist, I think, also a better person. It's helped give me an understanding, I think, of how people work. It's sort of brought me out of myself more and more. And yeah, it's sort of a very good support for me at the moment, very sort of necessary, I think, for my development as an artist. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what you will be performing on the evening.
So I've written, I've written a number of songs, but the song I'll be performing on the night is kind of like an indie sort of alternative pop song I've written on guitar. It's kind of just like a fun pop song. I'll be doing it just on guitar acoustically. I'm looking forward to performing it.
Yeah. Will this be the first time you've performed it in front of a crowd?
It'll be the second time.
Amazing.
So exciting. And so, Phil, just tell us, how many artists have you got actually performing? And you also got some professional mentors there. How many of those do you have at any of those sort of rehearsal times?
Yeah, so the current active community of artists in Wild at Heart is about 80 artists from all over Victoria. Melbourne,
fantastic.
Victoria, and really diverse group. We have, you know, currently active about 20 professional mentors working with them. But, you know, if someone comes to Wild at Heart and says, you know, I want to learn, I want to develop, I want to train this area, we'll use our networks and, contacts in the music industry to find mentors that really work best for them. And that's across the whole spectrum, from beginning songwriting through to computer and music production through to music business and industry careers. So we want to create pathways for people to, be successful, whether that's, you know, at one end of the spectrum, it's kind of recreation and creative work. At the other end, it's people sit with serious music industry aspirations. And so on the night next week, I mentioned before, we've got about 20 artists performing. So it's a huge showcase. So,
yeah, that's a lot.
You know, yeah, it is a lot. But, we had to cap it at some point. So, you know, incredible lineup of people.
Amazing. Well, A Merry Interval takes place on Thursday, the 23rd of June, at the Merry Creek Tavern in Northcote. It's worth saying that it's a completely free event. It's also fully accessible. All the details are on their Facebook page. We wish you so much luck with it.
Just before we go, I just want to ask you, Jared, it sounds like your song is amazing. Can I ask you a little cheeky question? Apart from your personal performance, is there another performance in the show that you think is really, really good?
I would say there's a couple of artists that I like. I really sort of like Edward Ruschak and Alice Gartner, two really sort of good artists that we have, and I really like their stuff. I really like their playing and their energy, and I'm looking forward to seeing those guys on the night too.
So. Awesome. That's a wonderful endorsement for your fellow artists there. Phil and Jared, thank you ever so much for joining us this morning, and best of luck again. We'll just get one more name check. Merry Creek Tavern, A Merry Interval, next Thursday, 23rd at 7 o'clock. Get along if you want to see a show with 20 different artists.
Melbourne, homegrown Aussie talent, free event, fully accessible. Get along.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.